You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway.
Have you been watching The History of Curse Words?
No.
That Netflix show hosted by Nick Cage.
Is it a series or just a one-off?
No, I think it's a series, but or maybe it's a one-off where they cover all the curse words. And Nick Cage is great. What I like most is Nick Cage didn't go bald gracefully. He got hair plugs, and now his hair went from like a tinted reddish-brown fall color to a jet black Beatles haircut and a jet black beard.
Is that what he looks like?
Yeah.
Now?
And he just, yeah. And he's a great host because he starts off every episode saying the word that they're covering that day.
So there are episodes.
Yeah, there's episodes.
That's what I just asked you.
It might be a one-off series. Like, they might not do it again.
A limited series.
Oh, my God. Whatever. You know what?
It's not hard.
Fuck
it's,
you.
It's not hard to know
there
what they're
called. Here we go. Here's what, the, you know, we're going to start this.
It has its own fucking Emmy distinction.
Sure.
Limited series.
Okay. I like one-off as well. I feel like I was right.
Would be one episode.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, a one-off thing, limited series. You all know what I'm trying to say.
No, they didn't until we figured it out.
No, everybody who's watched it knows what I was trying to say. No. It was like an overall, we covered the whole thing overall.
They were all screaming into their phones.
No, they weren't.
It's a series, Kane. That's what he just asked you.
A limited series, a
it's
one-off.
It's a limited series. It's not a one-off.
I don't know what they're doing with... I don't know what they're doing next with it. Maybe they have a season two where they find new curse words. Maybe in season one they go through all the curse words, and then in season two they're like, we found some new ones, or we're making up some new ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing with it. Maybe it's a limited series, or it's a one-off series. I'm coining the term one-off series. Boom. Now it exists. Now what? Now what?
No one's going to use that.
Everyone's going to use it.
No one's going to use it.
Follow me at Kane Holloway, or you can write the show dtbffpodcast@gmail.com. And I just want to hear in the subject heading, one-off series. That's all. That's all I want.
Or a limited series if you want to do it right. If you want to say it like...
I'm not part of this sheeple bullshit. I'm going
even short-run series.
Short-run series? That's too long.
Well, that's another way they say
one-off is good.
One-off doesn't make sense. It seems like just one episode.
No, it does not. Stop shaking your head, Pat.
Pat,
stop shaking your head.
He agrees with me.
He agrees with you because you guys talked before the
before we started recording the episode. You guys, we don't have to talk.
You jumped on the phone and you were like, we're not giving him any rope today.
He'll hang himself.
I won't hang my... No.
In the first segment.
I'm going to be very defiant this whole episode. Even if we agree, I'm going to change my tune.
We have t-shirts for sale. Let's say always be blocking.
Yeah, always be blocking. They're on Redbubble. Always be blocking. We got t-shirts, hoodies, masks, magnets.
Yeah, always be blocking.
Stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful job by Pat setting that up. So
please keep buying. Kane and I are making like $27 a month, and it's so helping.
It is. It goes to the coffee that we get before we start each episode.
We've spent more on coffee than we've made
absolutely
in merch.
Mm-hmm. Coffee
easily.
We are keeping coffee bean afloat with how much coffee we get.
I didn't know what the name of the coffee shop was that we go to, the other one.
Ruby and Diamond?
Yeah. So my business manager calls me and goes, what the fuck is Ruby and Diamond? And I'm like, I don't go to a place called Ruby and Diamond. Uh-huh. He's like, well, there's a charge here. It's on Sunset. I go, I don't even live near Sunset. Why would I go to Ruby and Diamond? Because that sounds
like a diamond store.
It sounds like an adult porn star.
Ruby and Diamond?
Yeah. It seems like for your adult needs.
Oh, yeah. Like if you want to get married.
Or a place where like
aids.
My daughters would buy underwear.
Yeah. Ruby and Diamond, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that's what that coffee shop was called.
Oh, so you had like a whole thing where you're trying to figure out who stole your credit card?
Yeah.
Because you didn't know that you went to the Ruby and Diamond coffee shop?
Yeah.
You thought somebody stole your credit card
and then
went to
There's nothing about the coffee shop that says Ruby and Diamond.
No.
There's nothing on any of the cups.
Nope. Because you wouldn't go in there thinking it's a coffee shop. You're right. You'd go in there thinking it's like a pawn shop.
Unless he said, no, I also sell thongs.
Yeah. Or dildos.
Or dildos.
Yeah.
Could what I get about the girl in The Bachelor that brought the dildo?
We talked about this.
Well, we did talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about the dildo.
Yeah.
I stopped watching the second episode. The fake drama. I couldn't do it.
I love the fake drama.
The tiara chick so clearly doesn't belong on the show with this guy.
Victoria. First off, she's drunk during all of it.
Yeah, she's hammered.
Secondly, like, you know how they do their little interviews with them?
Mm-hmm.
There's one where her eyes are just black. Like, her eyes are sunken. Like, yeah. She looks crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't look like all the rest of them look like could be catalog models.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're mm-hmm. all very pretty, as they always are.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a fat person in the whole bunch. There's
nope.
there's not a plus-size gal in the whole thing.
Nope. Not even a little bit.
There's a deaf girl who I'm pulling for.
Yeah, the deaf girl. She's very sweet. Got the first impression, Rose. Aw.
Yeah.
So nice.
And then there's this girl, Victoria, the girl calls herself the queen.
She calls herself the queen.
Yeah.
And then she's in a battle with another girl who thinks she's like the boss, but she seems very bored. She seems bored with the entire transaction. Like yeah. Even when she met the guy, she's like small and blonde and she comes walking up in a furry coat and she's like, hello, I'm going to rock your world. Yeah. I feel sleepy.
Yeah. I kind of liked her.
Yeah, I kind of liked her too.
I like oddballs, and I sort of like the drunk girl because she's making it fun, but she's drunk.
Oh, but I hate her. She seems just like she's there. Like that guy just seems like he would be so over that so quickly, or he could see through that shit immediately.
Maybe
she's wearing a fucking tiara.
Maybe he secretly loves Damage.
Yeah, who doesn't secretly love Damage? Damage is very attractive.
Yeah.
If somebody's super nice to you, boring. You want someone who's going to make you fight for it.
She seems crazy enough where you would just keep her on to keep her at bay because you're afraid what would happen once you cut her from the show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you don't fire crazy. Yeah, yeah. But no, I don't buy it. He's so wholesome. He starts the show with a prayer.
Yeah.
Can we all bow our heads? I need to pray to God because I'm fucking super nervous. And if I know anybody's watching me during this, it's the big man upstairs. Dear God, please help me figure out which one of these insane Instagram models I'm going to make my wife in 2 to 3 weeks. Amen.
It is. That really was the prayer.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. They're Instagram models. That's exactly what they are.
They're there to get some followers, and that fucking tiara-wearing psychopath is there to get some Instagram.
She isn't there to get followers. She's... Like, if I'm in casting,
uh-huh.
I get her in the room for an interview, and I'm like, she's in.
Yeah.
I don't care that she doesn't have an Instagram account. She's too nuts for one.
Imagine if she had one, though.
She's good crazy. Let's just pass her through all the tests.
Yeah.
Let's do a background check. Let's quarantine her. Let's take her.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to watch it with someone, because this season is, I'm peering through the bullshit of it, and...
I'm sure there's plenty of listeners that would watch it with you.
Sure. A lot of...
Want to text back and forth. I'm sure there's plenty of... You just thirst trapped it.
I didn't thirst trap... No, I didn't do that.
You just thirst trapped it.
Before we get to our question, I've had somebody send me a gray sweatpants request. God, I got this message on my personal Instagram. Hey, Kane, I'm in Toronto and we're in another state of emergency lockdown. I work in dental, so I still go to work every day. Just wanted to say that Greg and yourself are the highlight of my morning commute to work. So many laughs, such great advice. Keep it up. I love your podcast. P.S. I will send you gray sweatpants if you promise to send me a selfie in them.
Don't let the listener down. Come on. Don't let the listener down. If so we I lose gotta, a listener.
So I have to give this stranger my address so she could send me pants that I wear and am now contractually obligated to take a shirtless gray sweatpants selfie photo and send it to her via Instagram. Is that what you're saying I need to do?
I mean, that seems like that's what the plan is. I don't want to see the photo, by the way.
You're the first person I'm going to send you different angles. And then you're going to vote. You're going to have to vote.
I'd be so bummed.
You're going to show Amira. Amira, Kane wants your advice. Also, he's going to stop eating your bread. If I eat more of your wife's bread, I'm not going to be able to take my shirt off. It is delicious.
It is delicious.
We have a question. At dtbffpodcast@gmail.com, you can send all of your questions.
Please send your questions.
Your memes, recommendations, exes that you want us to roast, weird shit you've heard on any number of dates. Elle sent us a dating question. Dear DTBFF, there's a man who's been trying to get me to go out with him for months. He's perfectly sweet, not bad looking, and into motorcycles, which is kind of hot. Ooh, Pat. I genuinely like him as a person, but I think if he tried to kiss me, I would flinch quite violently. So I probably shouldn't go out with him. He asked me out a few times in 2020 and I lobbed him off by citing COVID, the ultimate cock block. I used that excuse a bunch of times last year. It's solid gold. I figured he would give up, but he recently texted me to say that he hoped this would be the year he finally gets to have dinner with me. When I read that, all I could think was, hey, COVID vaccine, slow your roll. I guess I'm the fucker in this situation for not being forthcoming about my lack of interest. I need a simple line to tell someone I'm not interested without having to make up some bullshit excuse. But I also don't want to be unnecessarily harsh. How does a woman nicely but firmly reject a man? So much love to my favorite podcast, L.
I would say I'm not seeing you right now.
Currently.
I'm not seeing anybody. You know, like you said, like, I'm not dating right now. I'm not seeing anybody. I'm not seeing you right now.
I'm not seeing you right now. But doesn't that make him think that he's going to see her later?
Maybe.
Because she keeps giving him different COVID-related excuses.
I think it's interesting that she doesn't find anything wrong with him. Inherently, there must be something about him that bugs.
Yeah, if she's going to flinch violently away from a kiss from this guy.
Yeah.
Does he have a weird mouth? Why would you flinch violently from him?
I don't know.
Ah! Ah, you're trying to kiss me!
I don't know.
Everything's going all right. And then she's just like, backhand slaps him in the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's just my reaction to people I don't want to kiss.
I mean, maybe you just say, I don't think I have that. I don't know. No, it's hard. Rejection, there is no easy way to reject somebody.
No, they're all ridiculous.
It's going to be a rejection one way or the other. Yeah. No matter how you do it, you're saying to this guy, I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah.
I mean, which is probably the simplest way to say it is, I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I don't think we have dinner in us.
It's as simple as, like, I'm not attracted to you. I'm not there with you. And it's nothing, well, there's nothing more personal. I was going to say there's nothing personal, but it's very personal.
Yeah, it's totally personal.
You're just going to have to basically break it to him that you're just not that into him. Fucking, there you go. I'm just not that into you.
I'm just not that into you.
I think that's the strong, firm thing to say.
Sometimes you just don't have it for somebody, no matter what. Even when the math is there, you're like, yeah, but at the end of the day, it just doesn't add up.
We like these things. We are this way together. And then I think about being with you, and I'm physically ill. So no. Yeah, so it's a no.
Yeah, but I'd also investigate why you don't like somebody that's seemingly healthy for you.
Yeah, yeah. I had to do that. I look at women that are perfectly nice to me, and I'm like, no, thank you. And then my friend Gia was telling me about a friend of hers who she does not want me to meet because she knows that she's the type of woman that I'll, like, she thinks I'll fall for because everybody falls in love with her because she's mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's beautiful and she's mean. And I was like, really? So you don't want me to meet her now, later? What's she doing tomorrow? Does she want to hang out? I thought that inside. I was like, now I want to. It's like, you know.
Now you want to meet her.
And now I want to meet her. But I have to fucking pull that back in because I'm like, that's not healthy.
No, it's not.
And I also think I know that it wouldn't go anywhere. Like, I know even if we were attracted to each other, like, if she's attracted to me too, it's going to end badly. And it's going to end, and I know it's going to end, and that's the thing that makes me want to pursue it, is I feel like, cool, there's a fucking expiration date. Awesome. Hook it up, dog.
Interesting.
So I just didn't bring it up. I just stayed away.
What does she do?
I think she's an actor.
Oh, great.
An actor and, like, I think she's also, like, an improv comedian. Which,
oh,
is
great.
Also not something I should be with either. I shouldn't be with somebody who also wants the spotlight.
No, you did it. You already done that.
I did that once before.
Yeah.
I need, like, an accountant or a fucking librarian. Ooh, yeah, librarian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want an old librarian somewhere in her mid-70s. Anyway.
There you are, thirst trapping again.
That's me, thirst trapping. I want them 70-year-old librarians.
Yeah, totally.
I want someone who, when I spit game at her, I want her to go, huh? Ah! I said, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Huh? Never mind.
Hey, if you're a writer, performer, or creative in any way, then you might benefit from my coaching program. I've written several best-selling books and toured the world as a stand-up comedian and started a band called The Reigning Monarchs. Whatever creative path you choose but feel stuck on, don't worry, because I can get you unstuck. For more information, go to gregorybarrett.com/coaching and sign up. You'll also find this link in the show's description. And I can help you if you have relationship problems as well.
This is the theme song for What Does This Mean Song. The theme song for What Does This Mean Song. We'll read a self-help quote, and they're definitely not memes. Memes are something completely different than quotes. Quotes are supposed to help you through all the bullshit in your life. And memes are like that poster of that cat hanging from a tree. And it says, hang in there, baby, or Mondays, am I right? Mondays, am I right? So if you can think of a different title, then we'll probably change it.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To What Does This Mean?
What does this mean? The theme of the show, the overall theme of this show is, what does this mean?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? What is this world? The show's Amira sent us, the best apology is changed behavior. Super fucking quick.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I love it. Smokey Creepin sent a meme, but it's all words. It says, deletes Facebook account, leaves social media, leaves city, lives in the Himalayas, pigeon comes with a note, opens note, unsolicited dick pic. I really like that
I
one.
Thought I was going to say, you up?
you up?
Pigeon. Are you getting a lot of you ups these days, Kane?
Every once in a while, I'll get a you up.
Yeah.
I'll get a, like, what's your, what are you doing right now? And then I say, reading this text message currently. I'm really bad at this. I'm really bad at texting. Nicole in the Making sent one, said, God creates the kangaroo. An angel says, that's a cute animal. God said, thanks, it has pockets.
That's adorable.
That's adorable. Here's a gray sweatpants meme for Kane and a pic of an ice cream cake I made for my daughter's fifth birthday for Greg. Came on comp and then says, Mondays, am I right? That's very funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of big-dicked men in gray sweatpants and women hyperventilating, and then a cake of ice cream cake with Moana characters.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
It's a really nice-looking cake.
Yeah, that's well done.
Joseph Ramirez says, believe in yourself when nobody else does. And then he said, I want to change this quote to say, believe in yourself even if Greg doesn't.
Oh, that's sweet.
Aw.
That's sweet.
Greg don't believe in nobody.
No, just you, Kane.
Why don't you believe in me? What did I do to you? What did I do to you? Except support you and drive you here. And buy your fucking coffee, you ungrateful old man. You crotchety, ungrateful old man.
Wait.
Yeah, you, motherfucker.
Wait, I'm sorry. Were you talking?
Yes!
What'd you say?
I'm currently speaking.
I was thinking about that different stuff you could put in cookies.
Stop and then speaking.
Put those cookies in a cake.
We are doing the show.
Oh, okay.
You can't keep thinking of what to put in stuff that you could eat later. Because one, it's packed with sugar, which is not good for you. Why am I trying to preserve his life? Why am I doing this? Eat whatever you want. I don't fucking care. I keep getting sent pictures of pillows on couches.
Amazing.
Paige sent me a picture of a couch with the right amount of pillows, and then a picture with too many fucking pillows. Okay? Too many. That's where I'm going to leave it. I'm just going to put that, I'm going to put a pin in that, and we'll leave it there. Too many. You know the number.
5.
Fuck you. You're right, too many.
It's the correct number.
It's not the correct number.
If you're going to put a pillow on a couch, put 5 of them.
You put 3 to be comfortable, 4 if you're skirting the line.
3 looks like you're struggling.
Why does 3 look like you're struggling? That is a perfect amount of pillows.
No, it's the least you can do. It looks unfinished.
No, it does not.
It's sad.
It's not sad.
Oh, I've seen 3 pillows just be so sad. It's the saddest.
What?
That actually, in, well, it's in the dictionary. If you look up the word sad, there's just a picture of a couch with 3 pillows on it. And it just is, it's what it is. It's just sad.
It's not sad.
But then there's joy, and that's one with 5 pillows on it.
5 is so too many.
Perfect amount of pillows.
It's not 5. It's not perfect.
Nobody's not going to take my advice on this.
How in the fuck do you even come to that conclusion? Do you know how many people have said that I'm right, you're wrong in this particular situation?
A handful of thirsters.
Oh, so their opinion doesn't matter because they're trying to get some?
That's right.
Fuck that.
That's right.
They're trying to grease the wheels, as it were?
Exactly.
Hey, Kane, I'm on your side.
I get just as many people saying Kane doesn't know what he's talking about. No. Probably not just as many. Not that many people write me.
You know what? You know what, too? And I think the people thirsting after me are even more right because that's less pillows you have to throw off your couch while you're fooling around on it. What up?
That's such a reach.
That is not... Yo, you ever be fooling around on a couch and then you're like, there's too many. They're like on her back, so she's got to like pick herself up while you're on top and she's got to try and fucking rip the pillow out from under her ass. And then there's like another one like pinned against her head, pinned against my head. It's a whole ordeal. If you have less than five, then you can just toss them and you're good.
Usually when I'm with somebody on a couch, they're just paying attention to me.
Yeah, we're currently...
They're not worried about pillows. If they're worried about pillows, you're not doing your job.
The pillows are getting in the way of doing my job.
The pillows are distracting
job.
Them along with everything else.
What's everything else?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
We are there doing the thing. And the pillows get cinched up and fucked up and piled on top. It's like an avalanche of pillows. Five, maybe you do a preemptive strike. Like, I know we're going to fool around on the couch, so I'm going to take these pillows off my couch. You got to take five fucking pillows off the couch before you can get to business. That's too long and that's too many. And you could cut that time in half if you have less pillows. I'm right. Both of you stop looking at me. I'm right. This is it. This is where the conversation about pillows on couches end. Because I, as the debate champion, have won currently. I crown myself king of pillow debate.
You're further away from it than you've ever been.
That is not true.
Yeah. Listeners, write in. Let us know.
This is just ridiculous.
Five is perfect.
Five is not perfect. Learning to Be Still says, thank you, Team DTBFF, for making the Always Be Blocking clothing available. It was the best motivation to visit Redbubble. I finally got my Greg's Kane Holloway button. Greg, what she's referring to is the Greg Behrendt's Kane Holloway button. She got one of those for her cycling goals. And a magnet. You are my favorite place for creating a constructive and inspiring philosophy. Thank you all yet again.
Oh, beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
And the Alan Brand said, I appreciate all the merch options on Redbubble, but I am incredibly disappointed there are no throw pillows for my couch.
I know.
Now, Alan.
I get it.
Now, Alan, let me ask you this question, big guy. Do you have any pillows on your couch? Because if you have zero, then maybe you should get an Always Be Blocking throw pillow, which we're going to try and figure out how to get. And a Don't Take Bullshit From Fuckers throw pillow. You got two. You need one more for it to be perfect, and we'll figure out what to do with that. Maybe we'll have a Dave Downtown pillow that has a door on it. Oh, no. Put that right next to the Always Be Blocking pillow.
And then one Greg and one Kane, and you got five.
No!
Perfect.
No!
One Greg and one Kane, you got five.
No! Take away the Dave Downtown. One Kane pillow, my big smiley, bright, beautiful face, and Greg's dirty old dusty... cowboy grizzled old fucking leather saddle face. Put that on either side. You got four. You're good.
How come it's so easy for me to win this?
It's not easy for you to win. You didn't win.
Everybody knows it's five.
If anything, it's a fucking stalemate. No one's back down.
I wonder if people are like, are they going to always have this fight?
They might. They, as in I'm not here. We might. We got a message from Teresa Al Nutter, Greg.
Oh, yeah?
This is a discussion we had a while back about emotional intelligence when we were talking about The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah, right.
I had said...
Which, that in itself sounds like an oxymoron.
Right.
We were talking about emotional intelligence when we were talking about The Bachelorette.
Right.
That means that, like, the two of us don't have emotional intelligence.
Right. Like, we don't understand it. And so we need... What
because
was that
we
dude's
were talking
name?
About The Bachelorette.
Yeah, what was the guy's name that kept talking about? He was this rich James Bondy.
I can't remember his
idiot.
Name now.
He couldn't spell or do math. And he was talking about emotional intelligence. And I said, it's not something you can teach.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa is saying that I'm wrong.
Okay, let's hear what she has to say.
I just had the opportunity to listen to Monday's podcast, and I am instigating an argument. that's not hard to do. Seriously, though, I am a communications professor who teaches speech and interpersonal communication, focusing on emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
While our IQ is fairly stagnant, our EQ is not. We can teach and learn emotional intelligence. Clearly, not everyone chooses or can grow. Could be trauma, low IQ, autism spectrum, etc. But for the vast majority of people, EQ can increase. For example, learning love languages, which I have heard you two discuss, is a form of EQ. For example, your podcast focuses on EQ much of the time, teaching people how not to take bullshit from fuckers. It's teaching them how to grow in their EQ. Additionally, Greg, being a coach, is also teaching people to grow in their EQ. Love your show.
Oh, she hasn't heard me coach. She hasn't had me as a coach.
Yeah.
It is. That's so kind of you, though.
Yeah.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess we're wrong.
We're wrong.
Well, not we're. You said it.
True, but you agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, you did.
I think I just didn't say anything.
No, you went, yes. I said you couldn't teach emotional intelligence, and you said, that's right. Play the tape.
But it turns out you can.
Yeah, and apparently we are. And also, from that message alone, you guys are now fully aware that we are not experts. We're not experts. We are two clowns who have loud voices and opinions.
Yeah, and opinions, yeah. Definitely.
And we're also here to help. I mean, the entire idea of the show is to help you with the bullshit you're taking all the time from these fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to the show right now and you're sitting next to someone that's a fucker? You just haven't had the balls to tell them?
Tell them right now.
Turn to them. You're in the car. Turn to them and say, you're a fucker. And I'm tired of your bullshit. Travis!
Travis.
Travis. Always laying on that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Do it. Think about him. Who is it? Who's the person that you are currently taking bullshit from? Think about them and then tell them to go fuck themselves in your mind.
Sideways.
Right now. Yeah. Do it right now. We'll give you a minute. I felt pretty good.
Yeah. I think that was pretty empowering.
Yeah.
So we didn't get into an argument about it. She thought this would get us in an argument.
No, I think we agree about the emotional intelligence thing, especially if someone's going to fact check us like that. What are we going to do? Fucking... No, you're wrong, person who went to school for this shit. Let me tell you about emotional intelligence, motherfucker. You think you could tell me about emotional intelligence? My emotional intelligence is more than yours. Can I sound any dumber?
No.
I got more than you, emotional wise. You ready for a Reddit remix?
Yeah, totally.
Reddit remix. We got one that says, I saw my stepdad eating a whole pineapple in the nude at 3 a.m. and he's telling me it didn't happen. A few nights ago, I got up to get a cold drink from downstairs because I was thirsty. I do this often and I usually go to the kitchen because the water from the refrigerator is filtered. However, when I got there, I saw my stepfather, Alan, from behind, totally nude. I didn't really process this at first. He turned around and I saw he was cutting up a pineapple. I was so freaked out that I left the room. I love where this is going. The morning I told my mom to please tell Alan to wear clothes if he's going out of the bedroom. Well, she said, Alan doesn't sleep naked.
Holy shit.
I said, yes, he does. He was nude eating pineapple in the kitchen last night. Alan confronted me and said it never happened. Then he said I either lied or was sleep hallucinating, but it ... definitely happened. I don't know why he's denying it. I looked in our trash and there's no pineapple there. So whatever he did with the pineapple carcass is a mystery. That said, it definitely did it. My mom is asking me to apologize, and I think they both think I did this to cause problems in their marriage, but I really did not. I'm just not sure what to do. He hit the pineapple crack. That was really funny.
That really hit you. That really hit you.
Yeah, what does she do? He do? Whoever wrote that in. What did they do?
I think they just got to let it go. They just got to let it go. Nothing to do.
But what if,
nothing to do.
What if they hallucinated? He doesn't sleep naked.
There was no pineapple carcass.
No pineapple carcass. There's no evidence that this actually happened. There's yeah. no evidence.
Somebody in this story is on Ambien. Either the naked pineapple eater or the guy that came down the stairs. But somebody's on an Ambien. Somebody's on an Ambien.
Who wakes up in the middle of the night and they're like, oh my God, I need pineapple. I need it.
I gotta get out of these clothes.
Who the fuck has a whole pineapple? Who has a whole pineapple? That's my question. Who fucking goes to the store and goes, cool, a whole pineapple for me to fucking try and figure out how to get into?
Alan.
Fucking Alan. Does Alan also have a machete? So he can cut the rough porcupine skin off of it? In the middle of the night, nude, cutting up pineapple? What a psycho. Also, what if that never happened?
But also, have you had fresh pineapple?
Yeah, it's delicious.
So good.
But not at 3 in the morning.
Sure, why not?
Okay, all right. I don't want to argue with you about it. I'm sure it is delicious.
That's great.
That was my favorite thing to happen in 2021. And that's how low the bar is.
Yes, that's how low the bar is.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's not an insurrection at the Capitol,
yeah,
but
no,
it'll do.
It certainly isn't. It will do.
It'll do.
Insurrection. Would you rather? Insurrection at the Capitol, fresh pineapple.
In the nude.
In the nude.
In the nude.
Good God almighty. Well, that's the show.
Follow us.
At DTBFF Podcast on Instagram. You can also check out bonus episodes and more at patreon.com/DTBFF podcast.
Join our Patreon.
Join our Patreon.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Yeah, we did a whole thing about songs and we have candy casts and we talk about movies and
there's
stuff.
There's going to be a Dave Downtown
there's
cast.
A Dave Downtown, he gets his own talk show.
Yeah.
And he's fucking super stoked about it. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I can't wait for this show. We talk about so many things. Ladies are going to love it. They're going to love it.
You know what I was thinking about today, too?
Mm.
You know, they're bringing Sex and the City back.
Mm-hmm.
But Samantha's not going to be there. So I want to hear Steve say, where's Samantha?
Hey, Miranda, you going to brunch with the girls? Where's Samantha? The Skidmark King of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's what Steve is known as.
Yeah.
I feel like Steve would be friends with Dave Downtown. They'd probably get a bar together or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. You can also follow me at Kane Holloway on Instagram.
And you can follow me at It's Gregors on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. We have a new review. 5 stars. Don't take bullshit from fuckers. Just wanted to wish you guys the happiest of New Year's and to say thank you for brightening these days. I was late to the party, but oh boy, what a party. But I don't remember laughing so much listening to a podcast. Looking forward to hearing more in 2021. Much love, Nia. Please give us a review.
Yeah.
5 stars. Tell us what you love about the show. And also, don't forget, don't take bullshit from fuckers.
Welcome.
Hey there. If you like the show, you can find bonus episodes and more at our Patreon at patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. And then rate the show 5 stars on iTunes because it's the right thing to do. All music by the Reigning Monarchs, produced by Patrick Kelly.